Well, to share some further memories of Terry Wogan, I'm joined now by Lionel Blair, the cultural icon himself. Morning to you, Lionel.
Good morning.
It's such terribly sad. Yeah, it's such terribly sad news. What are your memories when you first think of Terry?
Well, he was the father of radio. He was everybody's dad, uncle, friend, and you just, as you said, warmed to him. You loved him, and he was never really nasty, and his Eurovision quips will never be forgotten. They were always funny, but never wicked.
And did you work with him? What personal experiences have you had with him?
I did his radio show occasionally, and when I did my acting debut in London and in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, he had me on and said, wish me luck and everything on his television show. And I knew him. I mean, I didn't go out with him socially or everything, but I knew him, and he was just a kind, lovely man with a wonderful voice, and I don't know who will replace him in that way.
Well, I think that's exactly right. He is irreplaceable. And I was just talking to Colin Robertson there about the legacy of Children in Need. I mean, he really, you think of Children in Need, you think of Terry Wogan, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It was that and the Eurovision Song Contest. Those two things were just wonderful. And he made it. And even when he asked you for money, it wasn't done nastily or anything. You just gave because it was Sir Terry. I believe the royal family are great fans, and I think Her Majesty might be very upset today.
We've seen David Cameron say it already. And look, people sometimes make too much of people coming out, and we've seen this with David Bowie. January's been a terrible year for the worst
January ever.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? But I mean, people now will want to come out and say what they remember. Because, as I said, you know, growing up as a kid, evenings, you think of
it was Terry Wogan. Yeah. When you said you were going on Terry's show, it was an accolade. I mean, he started Blankety Blank too.
Yeah, he's so funny. He's a cultural icon, and I think everyone will be a little sadder today, won't they?
Oh, I think the morning listeners will be destroyed, and as I am, I'm very upset, and my love to his family.
Lionel Blair, thank you so much indeed. Lionel Blair there, and before that, Colin Roberts.